Welcome to the show.
Today is a very special day.
Today is National Pet Day.
And it's celebrated every year on April 11th.
Say, what type of pet do you have?
It's a dog.
My pet iguana.
Pet tarantula.
Snake for a pet.
He's my pet snail.
A squirrel.
This is our pet.
A family pet.
Eagly is your pet eagle.
Today is National Pet Day.
Showtime.
Well, I know a lot of people, including two women in this room who have pets.
Yes.
Grew up with pets.
Always had a pet.
My question to you is, why when you watch these pet commercials, and it's always a guy who's sitting around or a girl, and they watch their puppy tear up a sofa, but yet they're so calm going, what does he need? Is he or she lonely? And they order a box of goodies, and it's great.
Oh, that's just false advertising, Rocket. I never stay calm.
I think I would lose my mind if an animal tore up a couch.
Yeah, it's happened to me multiple times. And right now, I currently have a dog that I love very much, and I'm so grateful for her. But she went through a puppy stage, and she chewed up all the wood in my house.
All that nice wood.
If you walk up my steps, you'll look at the beautiful wood end caps that I've cared for almost 20 years, raised two boys, teenagers, no scratches, and now they all have little chew marks, every little one.
Look, I get it. You love your pets. We talked about spouses yesterday being disgusting, but yet you still love them. I want to know, what is your pet torn up?
Everything.
I mean, seriously, I'd like to know, and we're going to read some of these texts all throughout the morning. What is your animal destroyed? But you're like, okay, I guess I'd get another one or just move on without it.
Let me think. I'm going to give you my top three. Okay. So you've already heard all the wood in my house. And
yes.
I'm talking like beautiful, pretty wood. When I was younger, remember my little dachshunds, Merlin and Mowgli?
Yes.
I had a brand new sofa. And Rocket, when you're in your early 20s, it costs a lot of money to get brand new sofas.
And you financed
it. I'm pretty sure I financed them. And I guess I put the dog crate too close to it. Came home one day, big hole out of the side of it where he had scratched
that.
And chewed.
I remember
and
that.
And then I guess probably my husband's dog, remember Chemo, that actually pulled the cable out of the ground, chewed the wire to his tailgate of his jet ski. Yeah, like go big or go home is that dog's opinion apparently.
But somehow you keep the pet.
Well, what are you going to do? You're not just going to throw him out on the street.
Rocket's like, don't relate. If anybody annoys him, he just cuts him out.
Why not?
I think the most expensive thing my dogs have destroyed is my backyard. Like, they've not on the wood. I can replace, like, wood in the house. But the backyard, I need to fully re-landscape because of these dogs.
Is it all dirt?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so much dirt.
They create a path, don't they? And
yes.
They have to walk that same path every day. And there's no way grass is growing on that path.
And they track it in all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm vacuuming nonstop.
Yeah, I can't believe it. When I vacuum and then I dump it out, I'm like, that's pretty much just dirt.
Yes.
I mean, like, it's literally, where did all that dirt come from?
And then you look at your two dogs and you're like, there it is.
So we want to hear from you all morning long. What have your pets, it's National Pet Day. What has your pet destroyed? It could be any pet. It could be birds, it could be cats, it could be dogs, whatever you have, what have they destroyed?
Even you, Rocket, for someone who doesn't enjoy pets and doesn't own them, you've got a good story. That one that hated you, that one wife and her dog was like, I don't like you.
What happened?
This dog hated me, okay?
Okay.
So I'm sending it back to Oklahoma from Virginia Beach. Took 10 volumes to get this dog to go down. Well, the dog happened to get into my wallet, which I happened to have a few $100s in it, tore my wallet up. Tore up the $100 bills, and then peed on the dining room table.
That was all in one day.
Didn't he destroy a plane ticket too once?
Oh, yeah, plane ticket. I had to go get a whole new plane ticket.
Yeah.
What kind of dog was it?
It was a Minpin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, wow.
In his defense, though, the wife, who also was dumb as a rock, had a birthday party for this dog and made it a chocolate cake.
True story.
Okay.
If you don't know anything about dogs, they can't eat chocolate cake.
They
it's
cannot.
Pretty much like poison for them.
Wow.
It was a long time ago, Terrence. I tell Trisha's story.
I think he was like, you try and kill me, I'll show you.
All right, let's take our first break of the morning. A few minutes after Dua Lipa, we have our first look at tabloid.
Yeah, and there's, you know how there's like Comic-Con and all that stuff? There was a big thing going on in Vegas right now that talks about movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of your favorite TV shows and movies have announced sequels and reboots. And I've got a lot of news for you today.
Good morning, Kansas City.
Billboard, baby, Dua Lipa, make them dance when they come on.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten.
Yes, and that song has had a big resurgence because of the movie Anyone But You, starring Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell. It is almost time on April 23rd that movie will officially start streaming on Netflix.
You excited?
I'm very excited. It's good. I saw it in the theater, and I really, really enjoyed it.
Did you cry?
I did, actually. Yeah.
You think you told me
But
that.
I laughed a lot out loud. Like, it's one of the best rom-coms I've seen in a really long time.
I love that. All right, coming up in less than 2 minutes.
It's all about movies and streaming today. Some things that you probably grew up watching are coming back to TV, and the same with the movies.
Let me tell you something. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Coming up next, Olivia Rodrigo, who will be coming to Kansas City. And trust me, we will have tickets for you right now. Let's check in with Tabloid.
Yeah, so there's a thing going on right now in Vegas. It's CinemaCon, you know, kind of like Comic-Con, all those things. And they make a lot of big announcements about upcoming projects. Margot Robbie, we now know, is working on a Monopoly movie. Now, I told you about this a few weeks ago. It was rumored, but the studio officially announced it and said that it's happening.
You said Monopoly?
Monopoly. And of course, she's did such a good job with Barbie. I trust her. Now, I don't know if she's in it. It might just be her production company. But, you know, I think it'll be fun.
Do you know if Kevin Hart is attached to that?
I don't, actually.
Because I saw, I want to say it was back over Christmas, him in an interview saying mm-hmm. that he was working toward a Monopoly movie, but then it was shut down because of the writer's strike. And I just kept thinking to myself, that's kind of funny that he would do a Jumanji and a Monopoly movie. Like, he's got a board game theme going on. So yeah. I wonder if he's reconnected to it.
Yeah, that would be fun. He would be, I mean, I like him in anything he does.
Yeah.
And then lots of things that you probably watched growing up are coming back, like Melrose Place. Yep. And it's going to include three original stars: Heather Locklear, Laura Layton, and Daphne Zuniga. Her name is so hard to say.
You know, I've never have been a TV guy, but I asked you about this show this morning because mm-hmm. I saw it in my feed and I'm like, I think it was a big show. I don't remember.
It was huge. It was a spinoff of 90210, and it came on afterwards, but it was geared towards an older demographic, like 20-somethings, maybe young 30-somethings.
Was it the one where they lived around a pool and they all did each other?
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know what? That's a really good way to sum it up, Rocket.
Seriously?
Yes. Uh-huh. Also, Rocket, I know that you're a fan of this franchise. There's going to be a third Now You See Me movie.
Oh, my gosh. I love those movies.
Because you like magic.
Yes, I do.
It's going to bring back the original cast and a new generation of magicians. Thieves. And then there's also going to be a revival of the horror film The Blair Witch Project, which now this doesn't seem so groundbreaking, but at the time there wasn't any other movie like this.
I was sick for 2 days after you took me to see that movie.
It was kind of hard to watch. Plot details are being kept under wraps, but the film is being described as a new vision that will reintroduce the horror classic to a new generation. And the thing that makes me feel good about it is that it's being made by horror filmmaker Jason Blum. Have you noticed that all the horror movies that come out now are made by Blumhouse?
No, I really didn't pay attention to it.
Any like legit scary movie that really grosses you out or freaks you out is made by the company Blumhouse, and that's Jason Blum. And I think that that means that this one is going to be really good. At the very least, it's going to be disgusting, and you might want to throw up a little bit. That's your tabloid trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. A couple things to remember. One, it's going to get warm this weekend. Did you guys see almost 87?
I'm so excited. You know, high of 81 Saturday, high of 87 Sunday.
You know how I knew it was going to be 87?
How?
Tracy told me to go to Hy-Vee to get gas.
Yeah, seriously.
Yes, because whatever the official high is on Sunday, and then you buy that much groceries on Monday, you'll also get that much off your fuel savers.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm. So like if it's 87 and you spend $87 in groceries, you get 87 cents off per gallon.
That's amazing. And I know things are very expensive. We were just talking about that. So coming up right at 7 o'clock, we're going to give you a chance to win some money.
Yeah, with Mix's $1,000 thank you. I'll give you your first keyword of the day and first chance to win that money.
Guys, I have a really exciting update about the goat.
The goat?
Yes, we have an update. It is happy and you will love it.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Coming up next, Justin Timberlake, his first single off Selfish. Now, this is one album yet I have not tracked. Usually I track, you know, at least 10 times.
All the way through 10 times.
Yes, but he's got 18 songs on this album. So Justin Timberlake is coming up next. But first,
trending topics this morning. An arrest warrant has been issued for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice in Texas. The 23-year-old faces 8 charges, including aggravated assault in connection with a multiple vehicle crash in Dallas last month that left 4 people injured. His attorney says he plans to turn himself in. Chug the Goat is reunited with his family. On Monday, Chug was spotted trapped on the ledge of a bridge near Swope Park in KCMO. He was rescued by the Kansas City Fire Department and taken to the KC Pet Project to be cared for. And then after his story went viral, I mean, it made national news.
Yes.
After the story went viral, his original owners came forward and said, "We think that's our goat." What happened was he disappeared from their farm in Bethany, Missouri, and they think he was actually stolen and then sold in Kansas City, Missouri. So they came forward and were reunited and said, "Yep, that is our goat." So there's video of them putting him in their car and taking him home, and now he'll get to run around on 80 acres with his brothers and sisters.
I had a couple of friends of mine put a couple of comments on my page when we talked about this. We said, "This is going to be a national story. Trust us." "Oh, whatever. It's just a goat on the road." I'm like, boom.
It's the fact that it was on a bridge in a place where nobody knows how it got there. We still don't know how it got there.
And it's National Pet Day. The goat's going home.
That's crazy. And from one goat to another, Iowa Hawkeyes retiring Caitlin Clark's number. They announced that nobody else will ever wear the number 22 ever again, because you can't. You can't replace the goat, right?
Now, am I the only one? This just me. I think she's gorgeous.
Have you
seen her lately, like in plain clothes and just her long hair down?
I think I've only seen her in her uniform,
She is really a beautiful lady.
I did see that her boyfriend posted a really nice message for her, just congratulating her on everything she's achieved and her, you know, college career coming to an end. That's what's trending on Mix.
Oops.
Rocket, you just made a big deal out of the fact
I don't remember that.
That when we do trivia, we'll give you some closure and we'll give you the answers. And then you forgot.
It's so funny on the text line. It says, "Way to leave us hanging, Rocket." Hey, and darn it, Rocket.
It happens to all the guys. Come on.
Sure it does. That's not true, really.
All right, real quick, from our trivia questions that everybody got wrong, what do a sheep, a duck, and a rooster have in common? They were the passengers on the first hot air balloon ride.
What?
Okay, that is fascinating.
That's definitely a fun fact.
Yes.
I would have said they're all birds. I don't know.
I would have said it's a bad joke.
It's a bad joke.
I would have blown it. The four faces you see on Mount Rushmore: Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Roosevelt. The third movie in the Lord of the Rings trilogy is Return of the King.
Knew it.
And Seinfeld premiered in 1989.
It was that long ago, and it's still on the air today. That's right. He just officially became a billionaire, didn't he, like last week?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Today's a special day when it comes to animals.
Is it National Pet Day? Is that the official word for it?
So we're asking you one question.
What is the, is it most expensive? Most expensive thing that your pet has ruined?
Yes. Ooh. Text your answer at 816-476-7093.
Mix 93.3.
So Eric, what animal do you have? Do you have a dog?
Yeah, a little blue pit.
Okay, what did your dog tear up that was so expensive?
It was a silly pair of high heels my wife has that have the red bottoms on them.
Oh, no.
Is that expensive?
I can't even afford them. How can you say how much they were?
She begged for a year.
How much were they?
The dog knew. I'd rather not say, but they were way more than I would ever like to admit buying a pair of shoes for.
I don't own any, Rocket, if that just tells you anything.
Okay. Now I have to know.
Hey, I'm sure your daughter has some, Rocket.
Over a thousand?
Man, hey, I appreciate you calling, buddy. Good morning, KC. So I'm looking up the red shoes that the guy just called in and said that his dog.
Red bottom shoes.
They're not cheap.
Nope, they're not.
It's National Pet Day. By the way, good morning. Welcome to the Rocket and Teresa Show. We want to hear from you. Dua Lipa's next. But right now, I want to take calls or text. It's National Pet Day. What is the most expensive thing your dog has destroyed? Now, Teresa has a beautiful house, and she admitted this last hour. Your dog has torn up your wood in your house.
I have a lot of really pretty woodwork, decorative woodwork, like around my door frame, and I have end caps on my stairs, and they all have little chew marks in them, thanks to Daisy.
So we want to hear from you, 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Go ahead.
A really nice pair of blue jeans.
Oh, man.
Blue jeans, that seems like that'd be hard to pull apart.
Yeah, but nowadays, with the holes, don't they look like they're in style?
That's true.
These did not have holes, but he got them from the ankle part and tore them up from the ankle up.
Oh, man.
That's the worst when you love a good pair of jeans. You just want them to last forever.
Yes, because you buy multiple pairs.
Especially when you only had one pair because they were so expensive.
Yes.
Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a great, wonderful dog. She's a
Great Pyrenees mix that I was fostering, and then I failed, and I kept her, but she has an obsession with eating Crocs, and it's her favorite thing in the world, so if you accidentally leave a Croc out, she will eat it immediately. Like, you leave the house for a second, and she gets really nervous, and she just goes and eats someone's Crocs if they're out.
If you think about it, though, that's like the same texture as a chew toy.
Plus, it smells like warm feet.
Yeah.
That's a dog's dream.
So then we got her one of those pretend Crocs for dogs so that we thought, okay, if she has this infinity for Crocs, we'll just get her one of these great Crocs that are for dogs. That's a chew toy. She refuses to touch it.
She wants the real thing.
Hey, drop me an email. I got a lot of extra Crocs I'll give you just for your dog.
You know, I just need one. I don't care. Now we put a little one by the shoe closet.
Yeah.
That's the one that we like lead out for her, that like just in case she gets a little nervous, she'll go get that one and then we'll find it around the house. But she actually hasn't chewed up that one yet, but we lead out the other pair to the one that she already chewed up.
She doesn't want them willingly.
Yes. No, if you leave it for her, she's like, I'm not going to mess with it. But if it is.
Dogs know what they're doing. Thank
yep, they
you.
Do.
Let's take a couple more calls real quick. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Mix 93.3?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, hi. I was calling about the most expensive thing your pets ruined.
Yes.
So we had these kittens, and they turned on my kitchen, on my sink in the middle of the night, and they flooded the whole kitchen, which leaked down into the basement.
Oh, no.
So we had to gut our whole entire kitchen, had to redo the downstairs living room, and we actually had to stay in a suite at the Hilton for 3 months.
Oh, no. Do you still have those kittens?
One of them.
I'm on the phone.
That's okay. One of the kittens is bothering her right now. Thank you. Let's read a couple texts real fast.
All right. Jordan says, all the insulation in my unfinished basement and then the carpet when she threw up all of the insulation from my basement. Oh. This one says, when I was in college, my horse scraped his teeth down my car. Got to tell my parents that my horse ate my car. And then probably the most shocking one I've seen this morning, an urn and the ashes inside. Woof.
Ugh. Keep your text coming in, 816-476-7093. Remember yesterday people thought we were crazy, Teresa and Tara, talking about a goat?
I didn't ever think we were crazy.
No, I've never thought that once in our entire lives, actually.
Chug the goat, we have a happy update. Yeah, I guess that was it. Remember, we weren't sure because they thought it might be Jeffrey, the adopted goat, but then Chug was the family that came from Bethany, Missouri, and they did show up. It is their goat. They have been reunited, so they're taking him home to their 80-acre farm, by the way, where he will get to live with his brothers and sisters and run around. If you missed the story earlier this week, the day of the eclipse, Chug was spotted trapped on the ledge of a bridge near Swope Park in KCMO. In a spot that no one still knows to this moment how he got there.
Somebody know. It made national news.
There's no steps to it or anything.
We know that those kind of goats, I mean, they can hop. We've seen them in like other countries where they hop on rocks and mountainsides, but man, that's a weird spot for a goat to just be hanging out.
Did it look like he had a bad hangover when he fell?
Well, he did get knocked out when he fell.
Did you see him? They carried him. He's like, whoa.
Well, and I'm sure he's happy to be with his family, but as they were carrying him to the car, he kind of looked like, ugh.
He's like, I've been through a doozy.
I don't think goats like to be carried, but everything is happy. Good, happy ending to that story. Brittany Mahomes debuted a new hairdo, and
hubba
it is
to the hubba.
Absolutely gorgeous. She is now a redhead. I love, of course, you guys know I've always been about redheads. I've been coloring my hair red for years. I don't color my hair anymore, but I wore it red for years and years and years.
You know, I like the cray cray.
I know.
It's one of those things.
Why is it cray cray? Just because it's red?
I don't know. It's something somebody told me years ago. But something about that, you look at it, that was not a cheap haircut or a cheap way to get her hair done, because that is amazing.
It's a process to completely change your color like that. And Tara, your hair is pretty much the color that hers used to be.
Yeah, I asked my hairdresser, my sister-in-law, a few weeks ago when I got my hair done, if I could pull off that type of red. And she said you could technically, but you'd have to have a spray tan like every single day because of my undertones. And I don't think I could maintain that. I think it's beautiful, though. I love it. It's really trending right now, that color.
Yeah.
Because everybody was copying me.
Probably.
The Iowa Hawkeyes announced yesterday that they will retire Caitlin Clark's number 22. And track and field is set to become the first sport to introduce prize money at the Olympics. So gold medalists in Paris in track and field will receive $50,000 as a prize. Relay teams will have to split the prize. If I was in another sport, like gymnastics or something, I would be super mad right now. Why is that the only area that gets prize?
Who knows?
That's a good question.
That is not fair. That's what's trending on Mix.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Rockin' and Tricia Show. Up next, Sabrina Carpenter. But now, we're going to make you feel a little bit old.
Yeah, there's this thread that's going around. It's on X and also on BuzzFeed, and it's signs that that you are old. And I think I do most of them.
I'm excited to hear.
Well, for example, you still print your boarding pass just in case. I do that because I've been caught in situations where I couldn't print. Rocket, remember the time that you and I went to a KU game and there was no Wi-Fi and I could not pull up our ticket?
Oh, yeah, like, we stayed out there for like 45
yes,
minutes.
Yes, because of things like that, I get scarred. And so I always have a paper copy just for emergencies. I've got caught in the Mexico airport before, too, where I couldn't access my ticket and pull it up. So that's just being smart, I think.
By the way, if you can relate to these, feel free to join the show. You could call or text 816-476-7093.
You can't stand or sit without making some sort of noise. Every time I get up to go to the bathroom, I go, ugh.
What's
or when I get out of my car and I put my backpack on, I go, ugh.
Well, your car is so low to the ground.
But still, I'm pretty sure when I was 20, I didn't make that noise every time I had to get out of the chair.
I don't think I do in normal life, but being 49 weeks pregnant like I am right now, I definitely do a lot of, ugh. Like when I get out of bed in the morning, it's like 1, 2, 3.
I feel like in this room, maybe we're just goofy, but we can't walk in or out of a door or do anything without making a noise.
Because Tara does it all the time, and I just mimic her.
We're it's just... like,
So if you can relate, or you, what makes you feel old, once again, join our show.
One of these that I know we've all done, and you have to admit it, you drive by a nice house, and you actually have to say out loud, "That's a nice house."
You have to.
Yeah, we've all done that before. Or if something you can't work it, and you go, "How do you work this dang thing?"
Okay, now I've done that. Good morning, Mix.
Hey, I sigh way more than I ever thought I would. I'm in my 30s, and I sigh just for being alive.
For being alive.
You just have to give it a.
In dead silence in the house, I'll just be like,
Thank you. Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. It was about the sighing thing and like the sounds that you make when you like go through a room or getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
But my my 3-year-old has learned that when she walks up the stairs, she has to go every time she gets up the stairs. And I'm like, "Ma'am, are you mocking me?"
Okay, that's hilarious.
Also, I just like the thought of calling a 3-year-old ma'am.
Ma'am.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
It's me, Arrow.
Hi, Arrow. Arrow, what makes you feel old?
You didn't know that's what they were asking.
Well, what were you calling for?
Something I do that's very annoying to other people.
Okay, what is it, Arrow?
The noises I make just annoy people way too much.
Like what?
Like normally I just go. Like that.
What? In what situation do you make that noise? Is it a celebratory noise? Is it a no?
Just randomly.
I like it. I like you.
Thank you, Arrow. Let's take one more call. Good morning, Mix. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, so I got one for feeling older. Putting on my socks.
Yes.
Back, when I was little, I used to pride myself on like being able to stand up and balance and put them on one at a time. But now I'm like, I got to find a place to sit.
Constantly fall over. Yeah. I have fallen over inside my closet. I don't know how many times.
Have you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like this list should be called Are You Old or Pregnant? Because all these things are happening to me in pregnancy. You know what, Kansas City, it may be the day to take a test.
Thank you. That's a great list, Risha. I think everybody goes through that no matter how old you are.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Arrow just called.
I know.
All right. Coming up after Sabrina Carpenter, guys, we have something else very cool for you to win.
Yes, that's right. More events happening in Kansas City. We've got a pair of tickets for you to see Glass Animals. That's with a new game of ours called Three Letters.
No con. Stick season. Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. All right, we have a pair of concert tickets to give away right now. Start calling 816-476-7093.
Yeah, it's a pair of tickets to see Glass Animals August 31st at Azura Amphitheater. My favorite part about this show is that it's on a Saturday.
Yeah.
We love that for us.
And I believe the tickets go on sale today.
Yeah, so this might be the last pair you could win before they even go on sale.
Yep.
All you have to do is play three letters. Okay, so I've got all of these sort of acronyms. For example, TMI. What does that stand for?
Too much information.
Oh my gosh, good job, Teresa.
Too much intelligence?
No.
Oh. I've never been accused of that.
Okay.
So you're going to play three letters. You have to get three of these correct to win. 816-476-7093.
All right, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Kara.
Are you ready to play the game?
Yeah.
All right, what does DVD stand for?
DVD.
Sorry.
What's a DVD?
Exactly. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Are you, Skylar.
Skylar, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Skylar, you have to get three of these correct to win the tickets. Your first one is VCR. What does it stand for?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Good try.
Does it make you feel old?
Yes, it sure does.
I'm not sure if I know every letter of that one.
I think I do.
I know the majority of it.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Courtney,
are you ready?
Yeah.
Courtney, I should add real quick that if any of these stand for something else, you still have to answer my interpretation to get it correct. So your next one is FTW. What does that stand for?
For the win.
Good. What about FOB?
What was it?
F as in Frank, OB.
Son of a biscuit?
Nope.
Fun of a biscuit?
Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Lost you. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Brennan.
All right, Brennan, are you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, number one, EMT.
Emergency. Okay, EMT, right?
Yep.
Emergency motor transport?
No.
Oh, this is harder than I thought. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Jessica.
All right, Jessica, here we go.
FTR.
Of course, you start with one I don't know.
Okay, good try. Is this the hardest game we've ever played?
Yeah, I love it. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Kelly.
All right, Kelly, here we go.
Let me start you off easy. MVP.
Most valuable player.
DND.
Dungeons and Dragons.
No. Oh! That would have been my instinct to say as well.
I'm going to disagree with that one.
I really thought it was, didn't you? Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Maggie.
Maggie, here we go.
Maggie, SMH.
SMH, shaking my head.
FBI.
FBI, that's Federal Bureau of Investigation.
And VCR.
That is video cassette recorder.
Good job!
Oh my God, for the life of me, I couldn't remember what the C was.
You should have seen Tara's face when the girl didn't know what a DVD was.
What's a DVD? Don't worry about it, okay? I'm too young to know also. So you get a pair of tickets to see Glass Animals August 31st at Azura Amphitheater.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're more than welcome. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info. When we come back in less than 15 minutes.
Brittany Mahomes has a new hairdo. I want
every bit of you. Guess I'm selfish. Hey there, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. You still have about 16 minutes to go to our website at mix93.com. It's the $1,000 thank you.
Yes, it is the $1,000 thank you. And you only need one keyword to win. Your 8 a.m. word is road, R-O-A-D. Just go to mix93.com to enter that keyword.
Have you guys seen Brittany Mahomes' new red hair? It is stunning. Ooh. I absolutely love it. You know, in this room, who's jealous?
Who?
This girl over here.
Why? No. You got beautiful hair. Why were you jealous?
Well, Sarah's hair is blonde. It looks like Britney's did before she colored
it. Yeah, that color is really trending right now. And a few weeks ago, I asked my hairdresser, my sister-in-law, if I could pull off that color. And she's like, technically you could, but you'd probably need to maintain a spray tan all the time.
Why?
Just because of my undertone. So it would look a little bit better if I had some color. And I got to be honest, when I'm this pregnant, I sure do not maintain the spray tan.
Let me ask you two questions, because I really don't know. I'm just dumb this way. A haircut like that, to go from a blonde to redhead and this looks so natural, how much money did that cost?
Oh, I'll bet she spent about $200 at least.
Way more, I would think.
Probably yeah. more, but at least $200, yeah.
Jeez.
And it probably took hours.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
It looks
yeah.
gorgeous.
It looks beautiful.
It is absolutely
yeah.
gorgeous, yes. Margot Robbie is working on a Monopoly movie. It's going to be her production company, so I'm not sure who. I don't know if they even have any actors attached to it. Speaking of, this isn't a movie, but have you heard how Mattel is coming out with a new version of Scrabble?
Yeah, I saw it this morning.
They're trying to make it easier.
You talked about this yesterday, or you told me about it yesterday.
Yeah, we're basically like, if you find words intimidating, then this will be easy for you.
I'm in.
It's got helper cards and a simpler scoring system and
Lame.
It's quicker to
no.
play.
See, you're smart. You got a master's and all that fancy stuff. This is so much
you
fun for me.
You just use a dictionary.
I just use Siri.
Or just do whatever words you can come up with and
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
It's still fun. We're all friends here.
That's right. Maybe. A revival.
Rocket's like boobies. We're like, how are there this many B's and O's in the game?
A revival of the horror film The Blair Witch Project is in the works at Lionsgate, and horror filmmaker Jason Blum will helm the project. And Rocket, this is just for you.
Yep.
Tonight on the CW at 7 o'clock, it is the series premiere of Patty Stanger, The Matchmaker. This is a new version. You and I used to always watch Millionaire Matchmaker, so she's back in a new show, and also Bachelor Nick Vile is going to work with her to help their clients find love.
You know why I like the show? She's a weeotch.
She really is.
And I love that about her, because that makes her good at her job.
You know, she's very harsh, but I always kind of wanted her to look me up and down and be like, you need to do ABC to look better. And I'd be like, you know what, Patty? Rude, but I accept, and I'll do those things because everybody she ever said that to looked 1,000 times better. She's got a good eye.
That is absolutely true. That's your tabloid trash. It is brought to you by Lean Kitchen, with healthy grab and go meals that are delicious, and they have 4 locations, locally owned, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Sabrina Carpenter. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Earlier this morning, we were talking about what the weather is going to be like this weekend as we head into the Friday. Guys, it's going to be 87 on Sunday.
Can't wait.
I'm so ready.
And we were
Who else is stripping down naked in their yard?
This guy.
Just me? Okay.
I love that the weather is finally here. I'm super excited because, you know, a lot of things cost a lot of money to get out. So we're giving you a chance to win some free money. Like, guys, Saturday, I may go watch Sporting play Miami.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Messi's in town, and the game is going to be at Arrowhead.
Fun.
Because he's the greatest player in the world. And he's coming here, and everywhere he goes, he sells out. Because, you know, Sporting KC cannot. I mean, it's a great stadium. They're expecting so many more people.
Didn't you say he's also the hottest player in the world?
He's just one of the best players to ever play the game.
I think you were telling me how good he looks in his shorts.
Yeah. So if you want to win money, it's very simple. We started this last week.
Yeah, it's our $1,000 thank you. We do it weekdays during the hours of 7, 8, 3, and 4. So your next chance is coming up after 3 with Davo.
All right. Before we leave, we always do this.
We'd like to take a second look. Signs that you are old.
Good morning, Mix.
Hey, I sigh way more than I ever thought I would. I'm in my 30s and I sigh just for being alive.
For being alive?
You just have to give it a...
In dead silence in the house, I'll just be like...
I think we've all been there.
Always, yeah. All right, Kansas City, until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.